Good morning. You listen to FloridaLE.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Drew Hash, the CEO of Southwind Floors. Drew, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good morning.
Called you on a Monday morning. Sure. I love what it says on LinkedIn. It says you're passionate about flooring. You've got a lifetime career in flooring. I want to talk to you, though, about this FEI group meeting that happened this weekend. We'll get back to that in just a second. First, you've been CEO at Southwind for 2.5 years. You spent 14 years at Shaw, and then you were in the hardwood business with Zigraf before that. So with Southwind, tell us, how's business?
Business conditions remain challenging, Kemp. You would think, you know, between tariffs and poor comps this, you know, through this time last year, that things would be a little bit better. We're fortunate the last few months have been better. We got 2 days to go here in September. We've already beaten last year's or ahead of last year's numbers. I guess that's a good thing. But like I said, the comps last year weren't a lot to get excited about.
Yeah, most people that make their living in this business know we're in the third year of a dip when it comes to residential flooring sales, and that's where Southwind's focus is. You're both in the carpet business and in the hard surface business. As I mentioned that, you launched Summit, which was a 3/4-inch large WPC product at surfaces. How's that going?
Well, I'll tell you, that's something I'm really proud of, not our teams to come up with the idea and then how well the product's doing for us. It's just because it's unique. It really fits a need out in the market, which is, you know, if you remove hardwood and or if you remove, you know, Duroc and ceramic tile, then all of a sudden, you know, you got door jams that are up high and, you know, you either send a crew out to shoot down plywood, or if you had a product that would fit that need, it certainly does that. So our biggest challenge has been just keeping up with the demand. We just can't get it in fast enough. And I don't normally say that about any new product. It normally takes it a good bit of time for you to see something like that. But this has been a great product.
Okay. Now, I know Saturday afternoon you just got back from San Diego. This annual meeting for the FEI group a long time ago was known as Floor Expo. Most people know, you know, Dave Giesling was one of the founders of that organization. And they continue to meet every year and provide a lot of things to think about when it comes to not only being in the contracting business, but also just, you know, managing, working with people and things like that. What were the highlights of that meeting?
Well, first and foremost, the FEI group is such a great group, and I feel fortunate that we're part of it. And on a personal note, I guess it shows my age, but I've been going since the very first convention back in when they started. They always do it really well. And, you know, San Diego is not a tough place to have to go. Wonderful town. And they do it really well. Mm-hmm. Not only on the first evening, they always have what they call Supply Connect, where that's our opportunity to really intermingle with the customers in our space. And that's always well attended and good chance to catch up with folks. The next 2 days are about, you know, education. That's what we did, you know, day two. And they have a keynote speaker who was an economist with Zonda, which is part of Hanley Wood. Her name is Allie Wolf. And she gave a great message on just what kind of the conditions are and what she sees going forward.
Can you give us a couple highlights on that?
Number one, a little bit higher than what we hear as far as 2025. And when I mean higher, starts are off, she said, 13% year to date. And it feels like that looking forward for new construction next year, she believes they'll be off another 4.5% next year, just on new home construction. Mm-hmm. On the remodel side, she actually gave some good news. She felt like the spending in that sector would actually be better in 26. So she predicted it'd be up over 7% next year in the remodel space. So that's at least some good news, but sounds like new construction is going to be what it's going to be for a while.
Interesting. We'll have to wait and see on that. It's hard to predict because it's going to be based on interest rates and affordability, I think. These folks that study this know better than I do. Hey, but I want to end up with one more little news story. It's our news story today. Former associate of yours, somebody you've known for a long time, Randy Lovelace, has acquired a nice little flooring outlet store called Nantahala Flooring Outlet in Franklin, North Carolina, right?
Yes, sir. And I'm real excited for both Randy and Brett Perkins, who's his partner. It's kind of a homecoming for Randy because he worked on that site for many, many years when it was Zigraf Hardwood and Nantahala Lumber, which was part of what he purchased in this acquisition. But this will be great for him. It's going home, if you will. I'm excited again for he and Brett in this new endeavor.
Yeah, I just drove through that area yesterday. That is a gorgeous part of the world. That's right there on the eastern edge of the Smoky Mountains. So I'll have to get up there just as an excuse to come see what's going on. All right, Drew, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for giving us an update on what happened in San Diego this weekend. Again, been talking to Drew Hash, the CEO of Southwind Floors, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.